If you're celebrating Trump's victory and the idea that now Trump's people are going to run the government and it's all going to be great, well, I'd like to invite you to think about this a little more deeply, and probably you already are. Most of the kind of people who listen to my podcast are very deeply informed and deep thinkers and have a lot of wisdom. And I'm sure you've come to the realization that, you know, just as Trump's people can go in and replace the Kamala people or the O'Biden people, let's say, well, you know, 4 years later, it can all flip back to Biden's people or Obama's people or Hillary's people or whoever else. And that this game of thinking that, you know, we're winning because our people are running the bureaucracy now, this is illusion. We are not winning. We're not winning on any day that this massive, monstrous, overpowering coercion system, beast system exists. Every day that it exists, that it's printing dollars, it's stealing from you. Every day that it's taxing you, it's confiscating from you unfairly. This beast system government is immoral, it is unethical, it is lawless, it has legal immunity, in fact, and it funds wars, sends bombs overseas to bomb innocent people and kill them, and it inflicts similar kinds of attacks on the American people through lawfare, selective FBI raids, selective prosecution by the DOJ, selective FDA inspections, EPA control over farming and food, USDA collusion with the pesticide manufacturers to poison your food and give it the stamp of approval from the government. Oh, it's USDA approved. It's EPA approved. Yeah, I'm a pesticide expert. We can just spray anything, anytime, anywhere. Which is not exactly like that, but it's close to that. We need to understand that government is not the solution. Government is not the solution. And thinking that just because at this moment in time that this government is going to be increasingly staffed by, let's say, pro-Trump people, that really doesn't mean as much as you think, and it doesn't solve any of these long-term problems. It doesn't end the FDA, does it? It doesn't end the EPA. And the only appropriate budget for any of these federal agencies that are unconstitutional and lawless, the only appropriate budget is $0. Every one of these federal agencies should be permanently shut down and never to rise again. Why? Because none of them do what Congress asked them to do. For example, the EPA. Congress asked the EPA, hey, help stop pollution. Help stop pollution. And the EPA, what did it do over time? The EPA said, well, let's declare all combustion engines to be polluters and let's shut down combustion engines. How about that? Let's call CO2 a pollutant. That's not the intent of Congress, and CO2 is not a pollutant. It's what's necessary to grow plants. It's better than Brondo. It's what plants crave. The EPA has been bastardized, but every agency has been. Every agency. Think about it. The EPA has legalized the mass pollution of soils with biosludge. Think about it. Here's an agency created to stop pollution. And what do? They rubber stamp pollution. FDA was supposed to protect us, you know, protect the public from bad food ingredients and dangerous drugs. What does the FDA do? Well, they give their rubber stamp of approval to dangerous and deadly food ingredients like sodium nitrite that causes cancer, and dangerous and deadly drugs and vaccines that are killing people by the millions. The FDA does the opposite of what it was set out to do. And this idea that every time you have a problem in society, we need another agency to address that problem. Oh, we have a drug problem. Let's have a drug enforcement agency. Oh, we have a gun problem. Let's have a alcohol, tobacco, and firearms agency. You know, on and on, all these things. None of these agencies do what they were set out to do, what they were founded to do. Time after time, what these agencies do is they're weaponized against the American people. And I would say that, you know, the FAA is probably one of the better exceptions to that. The FAA does actually have overall good rules about air safety. you know, mandatory inspections of airplanes and so on. And, you know, because I trained as a pilot before, I had to interact with the FAA, and I never experienced the FAA being weaponized against me. But there are, of course, accusations of collusion with Boeing to overlook, you know, quality problems with the manufacturing of airplanes and so on. So it's not perfect, but I wouldn't put the FAA in the category of one of the worst weaponized agencies. Not at all. But the FDA? Oh my God, the FDA is responsible for the slaughter of millions, if not tens of millions of Americans. Well, it's got to be tens of millions. The FDA committed massive fraud during COVID to, quote, approve deadly vaccines without clinical testing, without sufficient evidence, and they just said, oh, it's emergency use authorization, EUA. All of a sudden, everybody can take these vaccines. Why are people dying? Oh, you're not allowed to say that. Censorship. Censorship pushed by the government itself. Anyway, the examples go on and on, thousands of examples, and you've lived through this. You know this. So I don't have to tell you all these examples. You know that most government agencies are weaponized against the American people. Now, on top of that, by the way, even if Trump were able to find all good people, which is not going to happen because he's considering neocon lunatics like Pompeo, by the way, but if he were to find all good people, let's say just 10,000 Ron Pauls to come in and run the government, even if that were the case, well, the existing bureaucracy is going to radically resist it, because the existing bureaucracy in every government agency, they are not elected. They're not subject to elections. They don't care what the American people think. And the number one goal of every government agency is survival. And then the second goal is expansion. Expansion of power, money, budgets, salaries, benefits, you know, rules, so that the EPA can have an assault team with body armor and M4 rifles, and they can run around threatening farmers, and they do that. So that the IRS can send out armed teams to intimidate people in their own homes, and they do that. The IRS has a massive budget for firearms and weapons and body armor. You're like, what? Yes. Every agency, like a cancer tumor, wants to grow bigger. And just like a cancer tumor, the bigger it gets, the more it harms the body, which in this case would be the nation, the body republic, you could say. Every agency wants to grow. Every agency wants a bigger budget. And agencies like the CDC routinely carry out false flag operations. Oh, there's a measles outbreak in Disneyland. BS. BS. Totally contrived. Oh, there's a COVID outbreak. Everybody has to get vaccinated. BS. Total scam. It was a plandemic. They had hospital protocols in place, the CDC and the FDA, to murder people in the hospitals. They financially incentivized the hospitals, paying them, in some cases, $500,000 for every death that they created, as long as that death was a, quote, COVID death, so that the statistics for COVID deaths could be pumped up artificially to scare the American people and say all these people are dying from COVID. And it worked. The scam worked. The CDC ran that scam, well, along with other agencies, including NIAID and Fauci and FDA, etc. But you got to understand that at some point, these agencies figure out that the only way they can continue to exist is to cause the problems that they claim to prevent. This is why the FBI runs more terrorist operations in America than any terrorist group. This is why the CDC is involved in planting or fomenting more pandemics than any other agency. I mean, think about it. They need to exist. And so they create the emergencies. They run false flag operations to justify their own existence. And at that point, the federal government has become weaponized against the people that it claims to serve or represent. And it becomes a clown show of fascism and tyranny. And that's the stage we're at right now, where the federal government itself is a terrorist organization that is weaponized against the American people. And of course, it was weaponized against Trump. Look at the lawfare against Trump. They tried to throw him in jail. And now the DOJ is suddenly dropping all the criminal charges against him because he won the election, just proving that the whole thing was election interference. That is what big government does to people. And if any of us believe that suddenly that's going to magically change because we're going to rearrange the personnel running these agencies temporarily, you know, you're kidding yourself. These agencies want power. The people that run these agencies, they are tyrants. I've interacted with some of them. They are demons. They are tyrants. They are arrogant, pompous, full of themselves, evil, sinister people. They literally don't care about anything other than their own power. And they will do anything to you. They will shut down your business. They will arrest you. They will threaten you. They will coerce you. They will spy on you. They will do anything necessary to shore up their own power. And one election isn't going to change that. In fact, 10 elections won't change that. The only thing that changes that is for us to realize we don't need government in our lives. The best government is no government. And if you think about the very reasons that government exists, what it was supposed to do, you know, it was supposed to defend the borders. Has it done that? No. It was supposed to have a monetary system that's honest and holds value. Has it done that? Nope. Not at all. The best money is extra governmental money. The best money today, arguably, would be gold, silver, and Bitcoin, none of which governments create. That's what makes them great, is that governments can't create them. Governments can't counterfeit them. That's why gold and silver and Bitcoin have value. And of course, Monero, which is even better because it's got privacy built in. But you get my point. Everything that government was supposed to do, it has failed to do. It can't even carry out honest elections. It can't even run an honest, you know, honest currency, honest debt, honest spending, honest wars, if you can even, if that's such a term. It can't do any of that stuff. We don't need government in our lives. The real revolution, so to speak, is not to put your people in charge of this evil system of terrorism. The real solution is to dismantle the system, to make government so small, if it exists at all, that it doesn't have the bandwidth, the resources, and the time to worry about breaking into some guy's home to terminate his pet squirrel. Any government that has that much time on its hands is a government that's too big, too powerful, and too evil. And if we've learned anything over these last several years, it's that this government will do everything to keep itself in power, including, you know, 51 intelligence officials swear that Trump works for Russia and the Hunter Biden laptop is Russian disinformation and blah, blah, blah. All lies. And yes, they generated something like 18 to 20 million extra votes for Biden in 2020. That's now apparent. Where do those extra votes come from? Well, collusion, government, with various parties that were fabricating ballots to run a dishonest election to keep themselves in power. And they will do it again. They will do it again unless you dismantle the system. The system is the problem, not just who's running it. Now, education is the first part of this. Education on these ideas of liberty and voluntarism and why we don't need the state. We do not need the state at all. We have far more advanced decentralized systems today, such as Bitcoin and, you know, decentralized agriculture, decentralized business operations. We do not need government to tell us how to live our lives. We do not need government to tell us what is the science. We do not need government lording over our speech and telling us what is disinformation or misinformation. And we certainly don't need government defining what is pollution or what is a woman. And those are all the kinds of things that fascist left-wing government wants to do. But until we slash the size of government substantially, you know, 90%, let's say, these evils will continue even under Trump. Now, I'm not saying that you should tear down, you know, I'm not saying to firebomb government buildings or any such nonsense. That's what leftists do. You know, when Trump is in office, then they say government is bad and they throw Molotov cocktails at government buildings. But then when Biden is in power, then they say government's great. And anybody who doesn't like Biden is anti-government. So, you know, their moods about this just change like the wind. But I'm not saying to commit any violence whatsoever. I'm talking about what John Bush calls the exit and build solution, or what Derek Bros talks about with voluntarism. Exit and build means get out of the system and build your own society, your own future, your own communities. Exit and build. It's that name has grown on me over time. At first, I wasn't sure what that really meant, but you know, now it makes total sense. Exit the system and build your future. How do you exit the system? Well, we could do a whole, you know, we could do 10 hours on that, but disconnect from the system in every way you can. You know, use crypto, for example, instead of the banking system wherever you can. Say no to the vaccine mandates, for example. There are lots of ways to exit the system. Get out of cities and counties that want to micromanage your property, or get out of neighborhoods that want to tell you you can't have a garden in your front yard. You can exit and build in many ways. And again, that's a whole discussion all by itself. But what I really want to get across to you here is that this system will destroy itself. And it doesn't take any special effort from you or I. The system is self-immolating through currency printing. Like all systems that were based on massive currency counterfeiting, this system will destroy itself from within. It will set itself on fire and burn itself down, just like the Soviet Union burned itself down in 1991. Well, the United States of America, the U.S. Empire, as I call it, will also burn itself down. And it seems to be very close to that point. I can't say exactly when, but I know that Trump can't reverse this. And I don't think he's even going to really try, because he doesn't believe in, you know, balanced budgets. He believes in more debt, more money printing, artificially low interest rates to lower the cost of borrowing money. Trump will be the blowout president. He will print money like crazy and fund the military like crazy and probably fund Israel like crazy until the system breaks. And yeah, the stock market will go up under Trump. I believe so. But eventually the system breaks. And when it breaks, it is catastrophic. And what you and I need to do is to anticipate that coming. We need to be able to survive the implosion of the system. We need to be able to protect our assets and transfer them out of that broken system. And that's the role of gold and silver, by the way, and maybe Bitcoin, maybe land. You know, it's a complex discussion, but gold for sure. And then we need to participate in the building of the next system. That's the key. We have to participate in the building of the next system and understand that probably hundreds of millions of Americans that are currently living will not be living when that next system, when those debates are taking place. So it's going to be a very different debate. You're going to see, I believe, a whole lot of leftists burn their cities down and destroy themselves. And with the famine and the domestic war that's coming, you know, according to Deagle.com, before they took it down, they said that by the end of 2025, America's population would be less than 100 million. I mean, I don't know if that prediction is true, but if it were to be true, that would require almost a quarter of a billion Americans to die. I hope and pray that doesn't happen. But I also don't believe that everybody's going to survive what's coming, the collapse. So whatever it is, be ready, be safe, be informed, have your assets, and be ready to help build the next society. And if you want assets that will survive all this, it's gold and silver. You know, talk to our sponsor, the Treasure Island Company, metalswithmike.com. Talk to them about gold and silver. Honest pricing, guaranteed, secure, insured delivery, etc. Or go to rangerdeals.com and check out the other forms, gold backs and prepper bars, which are the breakaway silver pieces. Those all have a premium over spot price, of course, but it's a more divisible form. So check it all out. But if you just want to load up on gold and silver, it's going to be metalswithmike.com. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Take care.
Available now for the first time at healthrangerstore.com, we have Crunchy Munchies. These are really amazingly delicious organic fruit purees. We have a banana strawberry that's available now. You see it on the left side there. And then we have an apple cinnamon banana Crunchy Munchie that's over here. These are really incredible, great snacks for adults and for kids as well. Certified organic, laboratory tested, and freeze-dried. So long-term storage is just built into the product because of its freeze-dried nature. We also have now a new batch back in stock of the banana, peanut butter, and chocolate smoothie mix, which has incredibly simple, clean ingredients. And we have our turmeric tincture back in stock, a brand new batch of our turmeric as well, which is, of course, laboratory tested. And understand that a lot of the turmeric in the marketplace contains high levels of lead. So heavy metals testing is really critical to get clean turmeric. So if you're using any kind of a turmeric supplement, make sure that it is tested. But if you go to our website, healthrangerstore.com, you'll see here our freeze-dried Crunchy Munchies are featured right here. And we've also got the, an auto vitamin E, tocotrienols, soft gels, that's in stock. But right here, you can see our organic banana, peanut butter, and chocolate instant superfood shake. People love this because it just tastes great and it's just all natural ingredients, certified organic. We've got organic whey protein back in stock, and as well as our fair trade freeze-dried organic instant coffee that is a favorite, also laboratory tested. And when it comes to coffee, you have to watch out for high cadmium content in a lot of coffee. So, you know, the laboratory testing is really critical in all of this. And we do more testing than anybody else that I know of in the world in terms of having our own laboratory, ISO accredited, certified organic laboratory is inspected and tested and audited every year for the certification. And then on top of that, our food manufacturing facility is audited and inspected as well. And when it comes to organic instant coffee, you got to watch out for cadmium content. So we test for cadmium as well. It's one of the heavy metals that we routinely test for. But if you go to our website, you can see what we have on sale here, lots of different items. We've got featured categories, personal care, preparedness, supplements, food and beverage, and home. And understand that my philosophy is that we don't use synthetic substances, artificial fragrance chemicals. We don't use fillers. We don't use artificial colors or dyes or any kind of nonsense garbage like that. Instead, we focus on certified organic, clean, pure, natural, laboratory-tested ingredients for your body, for your meals, for your home, for your supplements, for preparedness, and much more. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. And also check out our new line of Escape Zone bags, which you can find at healthrangerstore.com/escape. And this brings you the EMF protected and ballistic, bulletproof protected backpacks, as well as a laptop case, although the ballistic version is out of stock at the moment. But we've got EMF protection in small backpacks as well. Also laptop bags and sleeves for mobile devices and tablets, mobile phones, satellite phones, and so much more, plus an EMF blanket. All of this is available now, healthrangerstore.com/escape. So get yourself prepared, protect your health, boost up your nutrition, protect yourself from EMFs, and help support our store and our platform. Thank you for shopping with us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the founder of healthrangerstore.com. Take care.